Triumphant from all our foes, through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song, play it, sing. We shall always remember all that perished in the struggle for our freedom. All hail our heroes. Our prayer shall be known both day and night.
Very beautiful summer evening here in London. I'm at the studios of Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, then I'm Nnamdi Kanu, as I said earlier. I'm the director and the chief host of Radio Biafra, and I'm joined by Dr. Chukwuma Egemba remotely from one of our satellite offices, and he'll be able to help me anchor and bring you this program this evening. We welcome you from wherever you are, if you've been working, because, of course, we recognize that there are different time zones all over the world. For those of you in Australia, now it's very early hours of the morning. Those of you in around India, I think it is around midnight. And the closer you get to London, the more evening you're bound to encounter. And also, we're welcoming all our listeners from the United States who have been showing a great deal of effort in terms of trying to raise their game to make sure that we carry everybody along upon this very wonderful journey. Once again, good evening and welcome. If you have anything to say to us, if you have any views to put across to us, you know the number to call. The number never ever changes. Please try to use the next 5 minutes to tell your friends, tell your family, tell even our enemies in the northern part of Nigeria, tell the Yorubas, tell the Hausas, tell the Fulani people, tell the Kanuri people, tell the Gala people, tell the TV people where Go One comes from. Tell all of them that you are proudly listening to Radio Biafra this evening. You are proudly listening to the only station on this planet where we bring you the truth the way it is, unadulterated. So wherever you are, whatever thing you're doing, please abandon it, leave it, get yourself a cold drink or maybe a hot cup of tea or cocoa, depending on where you are in the world, and come and join us on this very marvelous journey this evening. As always, we bring you topical issues, topical news items that impact on our march towards Biafra. We don't report things concerning Nigeria. Nigeria can decay for all we know. What we report at Radio Biafra are news items that impact upon our relentless march towards getting Biafra in truth and honesty. Getting Biafra is not enough. Talking about Biafra is not enough. Getting Biafra in truth and honesty is what matters. We are all running a race right now. We've not won anything. until we all accomplish Biafra. That is why it's very important for all of us to be very diligent, I must say. If you have not joined us on Facebook, please try and do so. If you've not liked the Radio Biafra Facebook fan page, please try and do so. If you're on Facebook, just type in Radio Biafra in the search field. Click on it, and then you should be able to direct you either to the fan page or to the forum itself. Ask to join the group. And also, we welcome everyone who's volunteered so far. We thank you very much for what you've done. Go to Radio Biafra website. There is a blogging page on Radio Biafra website. That's also a forum where we can also discuss far more greater things in within a surrounding of intimacy, so to speak, so that the whole world won't be able to be privy to that very information. So if you go to Radio Biafra website, you should be able to see everything that you're looking for there. You can access Radio Biafra by just typing in Radio Biafra on any search engine. It takes you straight to Radio Biafra website. There you find a lot of materials, a lot of resources to be able to aid your understanding, to guide you to understand, to appreciate and allow the history of your people to seep into your veins, as it's done to some of us over the years. I'll quickly go to introduce Dr. Chukwuma Egemba, who will be helping me along this evening, and also responding to some of your questions as they come in, because at Radio Biafra, you're free to say anything. We are free to disagree as well, as some of us did yesterday. We disagree, but one thing we agree on is that Biafra is going to be free. We may disagree on the final points on how we're going to get there, but one thing is overriding: we all want Biafra, and a free, truthful, transparent, honest Biafra, for that matter. We don't want a Biafra of kidnappers. We don't want a Biafra of extortionists. We don't want a Biafra of fraudsters. We don't want a Biafra of people who go about deceiving us. We want a Biafra founded upon truth and honesty, a Biafra of decency, a Biafra that the whole world, the whole mankind can be very proud of, an antithesis of Nigeria, an opposite of Nigeria, a place where life is valued and appreciated. Please, Doctor, are you there? Say hello to our wonderful listeners before we proceed, please.
Hello, listeners all over the world. It's a pleasure having you back once again to our news hour. Obviously, you know that, just as Nandi said, we're here to bring you Biafra. Some of us want freedom, and they're saying, give us. Nobody gives freedom. Nobody gives power. You have to fight for it. You have to do everything possible to wrestle the power from where all those who are holding it. Remembering that those holding the power will defend it with their blood. It is up to us to match them. Thank you once more, and keep on listening.
Thank you very much, Dr. Egemba. That's Dr. Egemba joining us remotely as we bring you the program this evening. There is nothing we cannot do at Radio Biafra. At Radio Biafra, everything is possible. What we are doing, no other broadcasting outfit of our size, of our budget, of our stature can do it. We can broadcast from anywhere. Radio Biafra traveled to Australia and managed to broadcast live from Sydney in Australia to the whole world. We traveled to Biafra land and we managed to broadcast to the world live from Biafra land, from Enugu, from Onitsha, from Nnewi, from Owerri, from Aba, from Port Harcourt. We did all these things. Nobody else helped us to do it. We did all by ourselves, given our very limited budget. That goes to show that there is nothing we cannot accomplish. There is nothing we put our mind to that we cannot accomplish as a people. Once again, this is Radio Biafra. If you're joining us for the very first time, you're more than welcome to the program. This is your home. Radio Biafra belongs to everybody that listens to Radio Biafra. It belongs to the entire Biafran community. You can join us via Skype through Radio Biafra. That's all you need to do. Go to your add contacts section of your Skype and just put in Radio Biafra. You should be able to be directly connected to us. You can send in a friend's request. It doesn't matter. You can still call us even whilst your friend request is pending. You can still call Radio Biafra. If you want to phone us, obviously the number to call is +44, which is the code for United Kingdom, +44 78 31 30 8376. I repeat, +44 78 31 30 8376. That's the number to get hold of us on. If you are on Twitter, we must reiterate that everybody on Twitter should go and follow Radio Biafra, because every news on Radio Biafra website is automatically wired through to Twitter almost instantly. if you join us on Twitter, it will stop all these problems of, please tell us what is happening, what is the latest with the court case, tell us where we are with the struggle. You should be able to follow everything via Twitter, because every information on Radio Biafra website is automatically transmitted, is automatically wired through to Twitter, and if you have it on your device, you should be able to display. We ask everybody to be very, very active. We ask people to please try to utilize every available media source around you. If it is Facebook, if it is Twitter, if it is going onto the website all the time, all these things are important. Once again, we welcome your advice, we welcome your guidance, we welcome your counsel, because this is your radio station. It belongs to you. You that is listening this evening, this is your, anything you want us to do is what we're going to do, because we are Igbo people, we are Efik people, we are Anang people, we are Idoma people, we are the Efiks, the Robos, the Ishekiris, the Edom people, which some of them they call Ijaw people, but that's a debate for another day. We are all one big happy Biafran family. It is now sinking in. It is, some people are beginning now to acknowledge that we belong to the same family, that we have the same ancestral heritage, that we are basically from one tree. That is a very good thing to know today, that many things are beginning to happen, that when the time comes, as we said many years ago, people will recognize where they come from and they will hastily return to it. Once again, if you're joining us, that this is Radio Biafra. We bring you this program 7 p.m. every blessed day. Every evening, 7 p.m. from London, Radio Biafra is live on the air. If you're having any breakages with your transmission, all you need to do is to refresh your browser. Once you refresh your browser, you should be able to get Radio Biafra. We are listened to in every country of the world. From the fan mail we are receiving, from the listener opinion that we're receiving, Radio Biafra is received in every country on this planet where you have Biafran people. So our reach, our spread is all over the world. Wherever you are and you have any internet-enabled device, you should be able to receive Radio Biafra on it. All you need to do is to go to www.radiobiafra.co, not .com, just radiobiafra.co. Alternatively, if you are on Skype, make sure you add Radio Biafra onto your Skype list. It is very, very important. Again, there is another means for us to disseminate information. And as Dr. Egemba said, this is your platform. You own this platform. This is your radio station. It is your support that keeps Radio Biafra going. We are not sponsored by any politician from anywhere, because we believe in Igwebike. These are the things, these are the ancient old Igbo adages that we are beginning to bring to fruition. We are not just talkers, we are doers as well. We practicalize everything we say, because here at Radio Biafra, once we make a promise, we try and deliver upon that promise. As we did tell you a while ago, the app is coming. Please, we know a lot of people have been asking, when is this app going to be launched? We are doing our very best. Once the support is enough, we should be able to pay the developers for them to release it to us. They have finished it. They are waiting to be paid to release the app so that you can download the Radio Biafra app, the logo that you see when you go to Facebook, the logo that you see when you go onto the website. You should be able to download it on your phone, on your any of your devices. And then once you tap on it, it takes you straight into Radio Biafra and you'll be able to listen to us. Once again, thank you very much from wherever you are. I'll hastily go and try and bring you the headlines so we can proceed with taking your phone calls this evening and your discussions, which we quite value, which we enjoy, because from the interactions we have with you over the air, we are able to distill, we are able to find out those who are interested in Biafra genuinely, we are able to determine those who, when you call upon them, they will be able to rise up and answer the call. From our interactions, we always find out what the best solution to your problem is. That is how we are building this very wonderful family. The Radio Biafra family that extends all over the world is the most intelligent, the most educated, the most enlightened when it comes to freedom fighting, because here we do our research very well. We read it up, we absorb it, and then we apply it. Once again, you're welcome to the program. And the headline this evening that we're bringing you is that we are reporting this evening that Asare Dokubo, for those of you that know him from the Niger Delta People Volunteer Force, he is saying that crushing Biafra was the greatest mistake the so-called minorities made. That the people of Niger Delta, by which he meant the Efiks, the Bibios, the Urobos, the Shekiris, the Anangs, the people from Ijaw, even our brothers from Igwacha, which is in Port Harcourt, that they made a very monumental mistake by joining Nigeria to crush Biafra, that today they are regretting it. This is from Asare Dokubo, who is the leader of the Niger People's Volunteer Force, as it's called, NDPVP. Again, the leader of the Niger Delta People Volunteer Force, NDPVP, Alhaji Mujahid Dokubo Asare, late this morning, just very early today, this morning, spoke about his anguish over the failure of his people to allow the breakaway Republic of Biafra not to succeed. He is saying that the breakaway Republic of Biafra, that his people contributed to the failure of Biafra. Biafra obviously was launched in 1967, exactly this month in 1967 on the 29th of May, by the old eastern region under the command of the late Chukwueme Odumegwu Ojukwu. Biafra was crushed within 3 years of it coming into existence by the Nigerian government and international allies, namely Great Britain, where we are broadcasting from today. Russia supported Nigeria, and so also is United States. Dokubo posted on his Facebook page around 12 noon today that he regretted the role played by the then so-called Eastern minorities in sabotaging Biafra. He also cast his vote for an Igbo or Middle Belt person to succeed President Goodluck Jonathan. This particular post he put on his website, on his Facebook page, which appears to be the excerpts of a speech he delivered at a meeting of Niger Delta, Igbo and Middle Belt group, which he said, today, if anything, I'm quoting Asare Dokubo verbatim, because it's very important that we get what people are saying right. Today, if anything, will stir me to fight. It is my belief that Biafra was right. When I was growing up, we were told a lot of things to hate Biafra. Maybe some of us were persuaded. But the more I grow up, the more I realize that it was the greatest mistake we made for not allowing Biafra to stand. This is what Asare Dokubo is saying. It's very, very important that I repeat this very sentence that he made. This is what he said. Today, if anything, will stir me to fight. It is my belief that Biafra was right. When I was growing up, we were told a lot of things to hate Biafra. Maybe some of us were persuaded. But the more I grow up, the more I realize that it was the greatest mistake we made for not allowing Biafra to stand. You might not feel the pain that I feel, but if an Igbo man does not feel the pain that I feel, I am sorry for him. If an Urhobo man doesn't feel the pain I am feeling, I am sorry for him. This is Asare Dokubo actually acknowledging that Urhobo people are part of the Biafran family. This is not what Radio Biafra is saying. This is what he's saying himself. This is a minority person mentioning Urhobo to obviously tell us that Urhobo is part and parcel of Biafra land. This is not us saying it. He then went further to say that what Ojukwu lived and died for, in the coming years, we will see it with our eyes because of the arrogance of a few people that we are born to rule, and everybody accepts it. He is saying, in effect, that he is supporting Biafra. That is what he's saying in this statement, that what Ojukwu lived and died for, in the coming years, we will see it with our eyes because of the arrogance of a few people, in which case he's referring to the Northerners, because they think that they are born to rule. When you want to talk, they say, leave them alone. Why should I leave them? If you don't bend your back, nobody will ride on you. This is Asare Dokubo basically asking us to stand up and fight for what we believe in, basically endorsing what we are doing. We're trying to accomplish Biafra in truth and honesty, because if you relent, the enemy will take you over. If you relent, the Hausas will continue to pillage our land. If we relent, they will continue to kill us in the northern part of Nigeria. If we relent, they will continue to foster upon us these very criminally minded, compromised individuals calling themselves governors, senators, and House of Rep members. The whole edifice, the whole system must come crumbling down. And he is basically saying to us that what we are doing is absolutely correct and we should continue doing it. We are also reporting this evening that the high-profile northern politician and elder statesman was kidnapped early today when he left the mosque. Some unknown gunmen suspected to be members of the Islamist sect Boko Haram today kidnapped elder statesman Alhaji Shetima Ali Monguno this afternoon at the Mafoni Jumat Mosque immediately after he performed the Friday prayers. He went to the mosque and they kidnapped him. For those of you who don't know this man, Shetima Ali Mongunum, who is incidentally a commander of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. You know the silly titles, they give them the CFR, that's what he is. In Wikipedia, he is listed as a Nigerian educationist and a politician born in 1926 in Manguno in Benue State, because you know Hausa people, they answer the name of where they come from, because most of them don't have any father, they don't have any mother, they don't know even know where they come from, they abandon them on the street. That is why they adopt the name of where they are born. He attended a primary school and then went on to hold a lot of titles. He was an MP, a member of parliament. In 1959, he was one of the people that said no to Nigeria being independent. This man said no to Nigeria being independent. But let us look at what he went on to gain from Nigeria. He went on in Nigeria to become the education secretary. This is a man that voted in 1959 that said no to Nigeria being independent. They went on to make him the education secretary and councillor for education, works and social welfare. He served in Borno local government area between 1959 to 1965. He was then promoted to the Nigeria Federal Minister for Air Force and Internal Affairs between 1965 and 1966. He became the Federal Commissioner for Trade and Industries between 1967 to 1971. He also served as Minister for Mines, Power and Petroleum and Energy between 1972 and 1975. He's received a lot of accolades all over the world. This very man. Today, Boko Haram took him. That is to tell you that nobody is safe in Nigeria. If people like this are taken, talk less of ordinary people. What hope do you have to survive in that zoo called Nigeria? This is what is happening. There is lawlessness. There is chaos. There is kidnapping. There is murder. There is slaughter of innocent people all over the place. The news they will not bring to you, Radio Biafra will bring it to you. At Radio Biafra, what we bring you is the truth and nothing but the truth. We are also reporting this evening that there is a community called Igbo Israelis. They are called Igbos of Abuja, who now identify with the Israeli religion, which is Judaism, more or less the Old Testament and the Bible. This community, they did not call themselves Igbos. They said that the Igbo of Abuja, in other words, they are the Abuja Igbo people. What that means, nobody knows, but I'm hoping that somebody should be able to come on the phone this evening to tell us what they mean by Igbo Abuja people, but we commend them all the same. An Israeli newspaper, the Times newspaper in Israel, is reporting the life of these people in Abuja, not in Igbo land, we must say. These are Abuja Igbo people, they call themselves. They did not want to identify with the so-called southeastern part of Nigeria. They didn't want to identify with Biafra. They said they are Abuja Igbo people. Now, the question this Israeli-based newspaper is asking is, why are members of Nigeria's third largest ethnic group, numbering 35 million, we had to correct them, the accurate figure is 45 million, not 35, turning to Judaism, asked the Times newspaper, an Israeli-based publication. There is a widespread belief among Igbos, the third largest ethnic group in Nigeria, that they are descendants of the tribes of Israel. Many of them are passionately Zionists, the Times newspaper in Israel is reporting. They put the number of Igbo people among the 175 million people in Nigeria, Africa's most populous nation, within the range of 30 to 35 million, again, which is wrong. The more accurate figure is 45 million, as Igbos make up the second largest population in every city, town, and village all over Nigeria. Their claim to a Jewish lineage and their support for Israel are interesting in and of themselves. But even more fascinating is that during the last 30 years or so, there has also been a movement among some Igbos to match their tradition of Jewish descent with the practice of rabbinic Judaism, the learning of Hebrew, and the fostering of connections with Jews abroad. The wider Jewish world has begun taking notice. This is an Israeli newspaper reporting. This is not somebody writing anywhere. This is the Times newspaper in Israel reporting that the wider Jewish world is beginning to take notice of Igbo people. In 2012, saw the release of there was a film that was released by Jeff Lieberman. It was a documentary titled Reimagining the Jews of Nigeria. And earlier this year, Northeastern University professor, this is a university in Israel, Professor William F.S. Miles, published The Jews of Nigeria, an Afro-Judaic Odyssey, a book on Nigeria's Jews written by Swiss Jewish Studies professor Daniel Lees, will be coming out in this year that we're in, 2013, as well. In February, the writer continues to proceed to say, I was fortunate to travel to Abuja, capital of Nigeria, where I spent a week with its Igbo Jewish community, visiting synagogues and homes and celebrating Shabbat and Purim. Most Igbo Jews, numbering perhaps 3,000 to 5,000, live in Igboland, the ancestral Nigerian region of the Igbos. The smaller number of Igbos live in Abuja, where they have three synagogues. I will stop there for now, but this is the news. It's a very welcome news that there are people practicing Judaism. And for some of us who have read this very well, that Judaism has a lot of connection with our tradition, ostensibly our male circumcision, not female, our male circumcision. And of course, there are people who are more knowledgeable in this field, more than my very self, who welcome their calls as well. But is that the message that we are spreading, the message that we are giving out every day is beginning to hit home where it really matters. Everybody must do whatever they can to make sure that we distinguish ourselves from Nigerians, because they are fraudsters, because Nigerians are killers, because Nigeria is a zoo. It is not a country. It is one big zoo where animals eat each other. Doctor, if you're there, I would like you to give me perhaps a brief what your take is on this headlines that we brought to our listeners this evening.
I will start with the last one, which is the connection of the Igbo people with the Jewish with the Jewry or the Jew people in the Middle East.
And all over the world as well, because Jew, even Jews in the diaspora are taking notice. Yes.
All over the world. If you, anybody who is interested in the inquiring mind, but especially those who, maybe those who are students who are doing some research, you want to know more, you want to broaden your knowledge, I would recommend that you look out for and get this book by our own barrister Emeka Ebekensiri, the lawyer, the barrister of the indigenous people of Biafra. He wrote a book called Igbo or Nigeria. What the Igbo, sorry, the title of the book is Biafra or Nigeria. What the Igbo, what the Igbos want.
Is it Biafra or Igbo presidency, what the Igbos want? Biafra or yes, Igbo presidency, right. What the Igbos want, yes.
What the Igbos want. If you can get this book, you can get it on Amazon and other electronic formats. It is also available in Nigeria. Get it. Now, in that book, Barrett Emeka spent 7 years researching.
Yes. What did the book say? What are the critical points within the book that you would like to bring to the attention of the listeners?
While I am connecting this book with this particular headline is that Barrett Emeka gave a detailed explanation of the link between the Igbo people of Biafra and the Jewish people in Israel. So there is a historical background and the linguistic connections. So that will be a very good reading for everybody who wants to know the more about the connection. It is not a secret. It is no longer a secret. So some people have taken it to a different level now. Now trying to worship according to this, the Jewish people practicing their culture, which already in Igboland, as Nandi pointed out, we have been practicing from time immemorial. It is mainly in Igboland, if not only in Igboland, that we circumcise male child within or after seven.
It's on the eighth day. The circumcision is done on the eighth day.
On the eighth day. On selling day. Any Igbo person born in Igbo land that is not circumcised, you know that something is wrong. So this is one of the practice we borrowed. In fact, it's a connected factor. One of the things that it shows you that even not just in Nigeria, everywhere. I have two sons. They are all circumcised. They weren't born in Nigeria anywhere. So within that 8 days, we still look for either Jewish people or somebody who will carry out that. So that's to show you how much the connection is. So,
but I don't think there isn't any doubt in terms of the our connection with the international Jewry, and for myself personally as well. I think that some of us can link our ancestry back all the way to although we know that we have stayed where we are for millennia, for thousands upon thousands upon thousands of years, where we are today in the forest on the shores of the coast of West Africa. But some people have done very well. Some people have written a lot of books ostensibly and extensively on this very topic, on this very subject. Principal amongst them is the book that Barrister Adolf Emekemekesri wrote regarding where he answered the question, Biafra or Igbo presidency, what do Igbos want? I think he answered the question there. And also there is Remy, I think it's Remy Ilona or something like that, who wrote also another very compelling, another very moving book as well. We must acquire the habit to try and read as much as we can to acquire all this knowledge so that we are fortified with the right acumen, we are fortified with the right know-how to propel us forward. That will also enhance us spiritually in terms of, you know, following the moral compass that leads us directly into the destination where we are going. So it's very, very important that we continue to read, that we don't rely on gossip, we don't rely on what we hear in beer parlors, that we don't rely on the gossip we maybe sometimes get on Facebook. You rely on hard facts, always do your research. It's very, very important. But our signature headline this evening is that Asare Dokpo, I think the second time he's saying this now, that they regret the role that the so-called minorities played during the war. Sare Dokubwa is saying that he grew up, he was taught to hate Igbo people. No Igbo person has ever done anything wrong to him before. But the children in the riverine areas, children in Niger Delta, are brought up by their parents to hate Igbo people for no reason. He is confessing, in essence, that this is the mindset that drives them to do all the things that they do, and that drove them to despise our people to the point of collaborating with the enemies to kill their own kind. I think there's a saying that goes by the way of better late than never. They are our people. We have to forgive them. We have to absorb them into the family. We have to reorientate them, and we have to continue as before. But one thing we are reminding our listeners, and by inference or by extension, people of the Niger Delta region, is that we existed in peace side by side, despite the fact that in terms of landmass, in terms of population, in terms of say expression of culture, that the Igbos were predominant in that part of the world. Nobody was conquered. We never asked the Efik people to speak Igbo language by force. We never asked the Ibibio people to convert every part of their language to Igbo language. We didn't do the same thing to Ijaw people either. We didn't do the same thing to Urhobo people. We didn't do that to Shekiri people. So what people must recognize is that we don't have an aggressive culture. Ask anybody that lives around Hausa Fulani people. The Fulani people came in, conquered Hausa people, who helped them to conquer everybody all the way to the TV people. The Kanuri people were taken over. The Gala people, which is where Babangida comes from, was decimated. They are nowhere. The warmongering Fulani people with their Hausa cohorts conquered anything they laid their eyes on. They even tried to conquer the Igbo land, but they didn't succeed. They fell and they perished in Benue State. In Lower Benue, their army died that they sent to Islamize us. That is why we are God's children. And that is why that singular act of miracle that prevented us from becoming Muslims today is a direct testimony. It is a testament to everybody listening this evening. It is a testament that the Biafran people are the children of God. Because had it not been for God's mercy and divine intervention, today we will all be Al-Hajidis and Al-Hajidat. But God forbid, it never happened. Every part of Nigeria that today, that they call Nigeria, the zoo called Nigeria, that Islam did not touch, anywhere they stopped, is the beginning of Biafra land. That is how you know it. If you go to Yoruba, the boundary between Yoruba people and the Ijaw people, you have Yoruba people who are Muslims. You have Muslims who are Yoruba people. But if you cross the same border, if you cross the very tiny border from Yoruba land into Ijaw land, there is no Muslim. So that tells you something. That must tell our people something, that we are a very special race designed by God to serve his purpose, and that is what we're going to do. Doctor, I suppose you concur with me.
Absolutely, I concur in total, because a lot of people do not know the level of genetic linkage between all the people of Eastern Nigeria. Just as you said, from Lower Benue to the Shekiri to the River Niger. So the more people expose themselves, listen to Radio Biafra, we will try to make this link for those who don't know. And those who want to know more, there are resources available for them to refer to and find out. There's a lot. You don't even need to go far. All you need to do is go to Otrupo local government of Benue State. Now, that is the
that's the Idoma people.
Idoma people, thank you. Now, they have the same market that we have in Igboland. Go to their market, see the mode of dressing of their people. The other day, you know, you remember when Audi Obe was the chairman of PPP?
Yes.
I used to see the dressing. There's no way this man will dress on his regalia, on the attire, and come out. And if you are a full-blooded Igbo person, you will go to him, shake hands, and speak Igbo to him. The one now, you will only know that he is not Igbo until he look at you strange without responding.
But the thing is that the Idoma people are actually Igbo people. The Idoma people are actually Igbo people, because they have the same four market days that we do have. They have the same way of doing things. They have the same ancestry, the same lineage. It's the same thing. It's because the Hausa Fulani people are very clever. It's because the Hausa Fulani people have very good advisors. They have people, they have white people, they have consultants from Europe that advise them on how to win the hearts and minds of people. And they did it, and they did it excellently well. And that is why we are suffering today. If you're joining us once again, that this is Radio Biafra. We are coming all the way from London. If you're joining us for the very, very first time, please, this is an interactive program. You can call Radio Biafra. You can put your views across. You can call us either on Skype or on the studio line, on the telephone number of the studio, if you do wish to do so. We also have people who are busy this evening sending out messages and asking people to listen to Radio Biafra. Chinelo is one of them. We are very grateful to you, Chinelo, who traveled all the way from Abuja to go into Biafra land today and is disseminating the message about Biafra, is disseminating the message about the coming of Biafra. And I don't know where some of them stand on the issue of actually going out and realizing it, because talking about Biafra is one thing and going out to realize it is another. But please, Doctor, I would like you to perhaps give us your assessment of the kidnap of this man, this Shettima of a man who comes from Borno State, who kidnapped today, Shettima Ale Monguno, who's held various titles and is a commander of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. What on earth is going on in that country that even people of this caliber are being taken? They are not safe. These are the people that surround themselves with mobile police. They surround themselves with all manner of people all the time to protect them in the name of security. What is happening? Why are things of this nature happening? I want to know.
Thank you, Nandi. I will give my own perspective. You see, whatever and everything that happens in the north, we shouldn't take it on the face value. We will take it with what they say, with a pinch of salt, right? That is, we will first of all digest it before we reach conclusion. Remember, we have agreed that the House of Fulani, they are more politically astute than our people. No doubt about that. and we are still waiting for people to phone Radio Biafra, debunk and argue otherwise. What we don't know, listen, we don't know what Boko Haram and their political masters, backers, are up to. The men have done this, try to deflect attention of the next plan they have. We don't know what they are planning. Now, because when they wake up tomorrow now and do another atrocious thing against our people, and people will say, oh, they will say, why are you complaining? After all, they kidnapped this man. Is this man more important than these people that have been killed, or so on and so forth? I am not trying to condone or to support that the kidnapping of this man is justifiable, but I have my doubts. If they did not kill him, they mainly kidnapped him. Okay? They are going to...
Yes, doctor, if you may, let's try and take this call. This is the first call for the day. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please, if you may. We cannot hear you very well. Please, can you give us your name again? Ekene from Malaysia.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening.
My little contribution on based on what we're discussing now on Ali Mongonu. Ali Mongonu was I was in his street when I was in Maiduguri. The Boko Haram sponsors are international stroke Nigerian politicians, and anybody that speak against them, they will take him. So there is no surprise that they will take him, because he must have made one comment or the other against their rules and regulations. And their plan is to Islamize Nigeria. And one of the countries that are sponsored, Iran, Saudi Arabia, all the northern politicians, nobody is excluded about this Islamization of Nigeria, because it's one of their major interests to conquer Nigeria and make Nigeria to become a core member of OIC, as even Malaysia is. So their plan is to Islamize every part of the world they have interest. By then, they will target Europe and America. So it's one of the agenda. So if you speak anything against them, they will take you. Like, so, I myself, I was grown up in the Maiduguri. I know everything concerning Boko Haram very, very well. Very, very well.
So, but what is your own assessment, Obonnaya, if I can ask you, Ekene, if I can ask you, why aren't our people seeing this? Are you telling me that all the people who graduated, who went to university, who are Igbo people, they are not sufficiently well-read to discern, to understand, to analyze the political situation, to see what the agenda of the Islamic Northern Nigeria is? Are you telling me that all of us are collectively so hopeless and so stupid that we cannot see what is happening when every other person can see it?
It's not that we are so hopeless. Most of our politicians in the East, they are corrupt, heartless minded people. I know about that. I can name it from you. Even the present Senate president, Pius Anim Pius, he is
the head of service now. The head of service.
Now he's the
secretary or whatever. I don't know where he is.
Yeah, secretary. I am telling you, even Odizokalo know this thing very well, because he himself studying in Maiduguri. He lived in Maiduguri. I know his street in Amadubelo. I know his house. Odizokalo himself. Odizokalo is just a poor man. He made his money. He started his life in Maiduguri. So I am telling you the fact. These things is most of them know it very well. Even Ike Okoromado, all of them know it. But the only thing is that they are corrupt and heartless people. These are the people that we should not ever included them in this particular race of Biafra. They know it. That's why they will never come out. Look at what Asare is talking today. Asare know this thing very well. He know that this is what has been happening. But it take him a long time and courage to come out and speak for his people. And this thing will start happening very soon, because they will start killing themselves.
That is true. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very, very much for that perspective. We accept it wholeheartedly, and thank you for calling. You're the first call we managed to take. There are other people who are queuing and trying to say something as well. If we didn't pick your call, especially, I think there's Wilson Anene, will ask you to please try and call back. You've been patiently trying, but the line has been problematic. Please try and call back. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, you heard what our brother said, what Obone calling from Malaysia said.
Yes, I have. And he is approaching it from a different perspective, which if you add it to what I have just said, it is beginning to make sense.
Absolutely. But, Doctor, hold on to that thought that you have. Let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Good evening, Mr. Mbambe. My name is Larry. I'm calling from Madrid, Spain.
Yes, Madrid, Spain. Larry, go ahead. The world is listening.
All right. In connection with the one of the headlines, you said that about the Alshaman that was kidnapped. My own opinion is this, that it might be misinformation these people want to guide us with, because if they can take a man of this caliber, it means that there's something on the line.
That's correct.
Maybe something that we take to challenge us tomorrow, if you say that this is against Igbos, why such a man?
Yes.
Because I don't think that someone of that caliber in Blue State will be kidnapped without authority being aware, or the caliber of aliens and the rest not being aware of what is about to happen.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So for them to tell us this man just come out of the mosque, some gang members come and pick him up, in the midst of whether police, in the midst of the security of this man, there's some misinformation going on. And
we will let them
carry us on our way, because something is going on, something is about to happen. Because what Radio Biafra now is doing is hitting this people badly. Don't think that you're talking there, with the information you are giving out there now, is not affecting them. Everybody is on fire. Nigeria is right now on fire. So everybody, they're using every means available to them in order to give the Western nation, or to give the world, entirely different information. Because when we talk about people are being killed, or people are being killed, what of a person of this caliber is being kidnapped, understand?
This is
misinformation they try to use against us now.
Yes.
So you guys will not just relent, because this is the time the heat is getting on them.
It is. And we're not going to, this is Radio Biafra, we're not going to relent until Biafra is accomplished. As we have said, and we'll say, and we'll remind our listeners every night, that our work will not be done until Biafra comes. There will be no retreat. There will be no negotiation. There will be no surrender. There will be no meeting. Nothing at all will tie us with these people until we leave that hopeless case called Nigeria. As I was discussing with somebody today, and I said to them that, anybody, if you are a Biafran, by which I mean from Idoma all the way to Ijoland, if you're a Biafran and you believe in one Nigeria, you need to go to a psychiatric hospital and check yourself in. Go to the nearest psychiatric hospital, ask the doctors to check you, because you cannot be well. Anybody who come, I'm telling you, anybody who is an Igbo person and you say, I believe in one Nigeria, before God and before man, you are not a human being. You're not well. You need serious deliverance. Maybe the churches should focus on these people. All these new age criminal churches should focus on these people and try to redeem them, because things are very, very wrong. Thank you, my brother from Spain, for calling.
We must
remind everybody that if you are not comfortable with what is happening, you can volunteer your services. You can become part of what we are doing. Just go to Radio Biafra website and become a volunteer. Volunteer at Radio Biafra, and we will be able to find you something to do. Because what we are doing is essential. What we are doing is very, very important. Let's go to land to take this other call before.
Hello.
Yes, please go ahead. The world is listening. Is that Wilson? And your name is showing up here. Please go ahead.
Yes, my brothers and sisters, this is Mr. Wilson, and today I'm calling all the way from Germany today. I read in the internet and I saw how Asiri Dokubo comes out and confess and try to elect their people what is was going on, how the Ahmadu Bello and whatever the white people used to brainwash their people. To the extent, even we, sometimes I do cry, ask, why should these people hate us? Why should they hate us? We speak almost the same language. Even the worst part, even the river state that we speak almost the same language, they don't like to use eye to hear an Igbo man. What have we done? Did we kill their king? Did we took their own wives? Did we took land from them? We, the Igbos, we fight war within ourselves. We didn't invent other tribes in our eastern region.
Not at all.
But sometimes I keep on asking myself, why should these people hate us? Okay, now I thank God today that I see the document. I met somebody from some Niger Deltas. I met them today in the city. I keep on asking them, what have Igbos done to you people? Even though this Jonathan that is ruling Nigeria today, it was the Igbos that rigged the election for him to win. If Jonathan is a pure Igbo man, nobody will vote for him. Nobody.
We pay
the price. The Igbos pay the price to make sure that man entered that power. How comes the Yorubas and the Hausas try to brainwash these people? At the end of the day, look at where all of us are. Now people are regretting. Where are we going? Up to today, it is even very difficult, hard to even to convince them, to let them to know that we are still brothers and sisters. They are calling Niger Delta. If Igbos go, did they think that they will come out from Nigeria? It will be very, very difficult for them to come out from Nigeria. And they will deal with them. They will just like example, somebody like what did they call it? Sarowiwa. Good morning, whatever they call him. Okay, let us put that one apart. The old man that they kidnap, Igbo people say, we are no longer kids. This is game they are playing. Very soon now, all those Igbo men living in Abuja, they will be tarnishing them one by one. They will be killing them one by one. Remember the prophecy T.B. Joshua gave during the January. He said that different ways of killings will be coming out in Nigeria very soon. Different ways of killing. Hello?
We don't interrupt people here. We give you time to say what you want to say.
T.B. Joshua made a comment. He read in 1st January. He said, different ways of killing will be coming out in Nigeria. Those, very soon, I'm telling you, this man they hold, I told you that na egunda tarokronda. They will use this opportunity. You know, Ezu River issue is already gone. That one is already wiped out. It's already gone. Whether the ones they kill in Kano State, the story is already gone. There is a lot of cases. They will tell you, my friend, wave the one out. What about this man they kidnap or what this man
it's
they
true.
Kill?
It's true.
But Nnamdi Kanu, I'm still saying it.
It's Kanu. Kanu, not L. Yeah. Before people think I'm related to Ojus or Kanu, and God forbid. Yes, I'm Kanu, not Kanu.
Nnamdi Kanu, I'm still saying it. God speaks through your tongue. I'm still saying it. I'm still telling other people, this is not, Radio Biafra is not Mike Ejaya. It's never a story. Biafra is about to come. It will come. Biafra will come. But we need to work together. Biafra issue is not something you enter inside your bedroom or underground. Start listening. Corrupted. Tell your own people. Not. I'm telling some people writing whatever they wrote in Facebook or whatever. I keep on telling them. The people that read our message in Facebook, they are even more intelligent than we. There are many people standing behind watching what is happening.
Yes.
There are many people standing behind watching what we are writing. Even foreigners. I met a doctor. Let me tell you, I met a white man doctor in London. I was telling him about Biafra. He said that he is the one taking care of all those the reverend fathers that were taking the care of the Biafra during the war. They were after the war, they were deported back to Ireland, whatever they call it.
Yes.
If you meet those men, according to the doctor, he said that if you meet those men, they were even crying how they will come back to Biafra and stay there to die.
Yes.
All I can say, let us join Bilie. What Bilie, it is only Bilie that can tell us true. This is Bilie and the Biafra issue this time is not wash and wear.
Yes.
It's not an American wonder, but it is something that we join hands together and do.
Yes, of course.
It's something that we join hands together and do.
Yes.
If we didn't join hands together, we are going nowhere. Far, 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 foul.
That is correct. I agree with you. completely and totally, we agree with you. That is our brother calling from Germany. We welcome your views. We welcome your opinion. If you want to join this debate, you know the number to call. You can also join us via Skype, obviously. Doctor, you are there. Whilst we try to take another call, please, what is your views given what you've heard so far, please?
Yes, I was trying to make a point with the what the direction our brother gave from Malaysia and my perspective about this kidnapped individual. It ties up that Boko Haram have their game plan, and they have written the script, confirmed it with their political and military backers, who are the heavy weights, movers and shakers in northern Nigeria. So they are just going according to the script. So if you are against them in their...
They will take you, obviously.
They will take you out of the way.
Absolutely. Now, let's take this call. Let us take this call, because they are queuing. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you're calling from?
Yes, Nandi, this is Chuka Kabosa calling from Malaysia.
From Malaysia again. Go ahead, the world is listening.
Yes, I want to pass a message personally to Azare Dokobo.
Yes.
I want to tell him if he's regretting about not joining Biafra before, I think this is the right time for him. He should not be mentioning about 2015.
Because we are not interested. We are not interested in 2015.
Of course, we are not interested in 2015. So if he's trying to use this way to get the Igbos to support Jonathan again in 2015, it's not going to work. I'm sure he's listening to Radio Biafra. So if he wants to join the Biafrans, he should be talking about realizing Biafra in 2014. We are not after 2015.
Thank you, because 2015 is even too far. By then, we will have lost a lot. It's too
very far. He's trying to make a political speech by trying to get the Igbos to support Jonathan in 2015. That is not going to work.
No, it won't work. And we won't accept it. We will not accept it in any way, shape, or form. He is listening. Of course, he's listening. He's been listening to Radio Biafra since 2009. And we commend him for that. We know that we are brothers. We are the ones telling them that we are related. They were the ones running. And we are saying, come.
If he's listening, I'm sure it doesn't cost him anything to call Radio Biafra to make his own speech as well.
Absolutely. He's more than welcome to do so. But as you know, we drive away evil spirit. Radio Biafra drives away evil spirit. But we are confident that
he's an agent to Jonathan. He works with Jonathan. Good luck. So he's trying to get the Igbo people to join Jonathan in 2015. The Igbo are not going to do that.
It won't happen again, because we are going
as soon as possible. Absolutely. We are not, after being president of Nigeria, the Igbos are not interested in that, because it's not going to work. It will never work.
Even if they are there, what will it do for us? Even, thank you very much, my brother, for calling. That's a call from Malaysia. Even if they are, an Igbo person is a president, what will it do for me? It won't do nothing for me, nothing for any other person. So we are not going to make that silly mistake anymore, talking about silly, useless Igbo presidency, as if we are a bunch of children. I am living in England. I live in London. Is David Cameron from Ibeku? He's not, but I prefer to live here than to stay in Abia State that is controlled by my own uncle. So that tells you, we are not stupid. This is Radio Biafra, please. We have a very strong man on the line. Please give the world your name and where you are this evening, please.
Hello, good evening, my Biafran people. My name is Ike Chikwenyago, and I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Malaysia has taken over the air this evening. That is wonderful. Go ahead.
How are you today, sir?
We are very well. We are very well. Thank you very much,
Dr. Gemba. Okay, thank you. I've been following the program from time, and I decided to call in today because the heat is on.
It's on, yes.
Yeah, I don't want to speak on other matters. I just want to use this opportunity to inform my brothers, my Biafran brothers all over Malaysia, my Igbos, Idomas, and the rest of them from the former eastern region of Nigeria. If you are anywhere within Nilai and Seremban axis of Malaysia, or in Legenda and Linton University College in Malaysia, please do try and get in contact with me. Call me on my mobile number anytime, any day, and I will answer you, because we have a meeting coming up. We have to do something. There are strong Igbo people, there are strong Biafrans here in Malaysia, but like you've always been saying, we need to rally around. It's no longer a time to just write and listen and speak. We have to be doing something about it. I believe this is the time. And I've met so many people. I discussed with a few friends yesterday, and a lot of people are still online waiting for the meeting. So I'm using this opportunity to call on them. Wherever you are, listen, I know a lot of them, hundreds of them, are listening to from Malaysia to this program right now. So if you are hearing me, please do try and get in contact with me. The number is 016-346-0691. Please try and call and let us do something. It's not about we are here. It's not about we love what we are doing. We want to start something from here, and the time to start it is now. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Can you give us your number for those people in Malaysia within the axis that you mentioned, that to get in touch? What we want is not more than 10 people from Malaysia. We don't want more than 10 people. Because more than 10 people will start useless debates from now till that kingdom come, nothing happens. We need only 10 people in each country. 10 people only. Right. Once you assemble them, you go and complete the volunteer form on the website, which you have done. I've seen your details is there. You've done it. That's what I like. You have done it. We need 10 people from each country of the world. So that we don't want to give away too much on the air. All we are saying is 10 people alone from each country. It is high time that the world will beg us to go from Nigeria. We don't want to beg them. We want to make life uncomfortable for Nigeria to the point that the world will be begging us to take and go. The way they are begging Boko Haram to come for settlement, they'll be begging us to take our Biafra and leave them alone. That time has come, and that time is now. If you're strong enough and you want to be part of it, please, you're welcome to come and join us. Thank you very much, and God bless you where you are. Thank you very much. That's Ikechukwu Nyago from Malaysia. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello, Ejema Sokwu Igbo.
Oh, Gani, Gas Station Unu. Yes, sir, Gasuku Igbo. Sui Igbo.
Well, Nago, Ejema Sokwu Igbo.
Gasu Igbo, Biko
Gani. But I really could look at Anaba Zia, my year, Charime.
I
can't even ask you, my Igbo, my Igbo.
So glad to hear. Nam Gazi, Gani. I
found Barun Namonek from Germany.
On your my garden.
Good. So now must move tennis one them look at Jesus, you may know you more if you try an open or name you to the ten name your neck egg or look to there long with weapons for come man solono tagar no.
You might come
on your Jesus way.
Ebu.
So you have the male muscle. So if now Germany can be because I'm ever for since I'll go out for now.
That's good.
Ihe
anyị ga-achọ ka ime ị nọ na njikere ịma onwe Biafra nwe mmadụ ụfọdụ ndị mmadụ dị mole mole in other words enwe ndị bụ ka a na-ekwu Biafra n'ọnụ onwe ndị chọrọ ga na-aga ekpe ekpere ka ekpe kpeta Biafra nwekwe ndị mma na enwe ihe kwesịrị ime tupu Biafra bata n'ihi na ndị bụ ndị ọcha na-achịzi anyị ọchị afọ niile anyị na-ekwu okwu Biafra, anyị na-ede akwụkwọ. Anyị edegidela akwụkwọ deke epistle St. Paul na Bible. Anyị edegidela onwe ụdị akwụkwọ anyị debe gbasara Biafra. Mụ na asị mgbe m gara skuul n'ụwa a, otu mkpụrụ ihe nna m gwara m tupu m gawa skuul ụwa, ọ sị m nwa m, ịgụcha akwụkwọ a niile ị na-agụ, werekwanụ ya were mee ihe. Akwụkwọ a niile anyị na-agụ gbasara Biafra, ma okwu anyị na-agwa onwe anyị, ka ihe anyị ji ya mepụtalie ụwa hụrụ anya. Anyị na-ebe ndị na-achị nna ma na-achị achị anyị. Ha chịrị nna ma rute ọka igwe, ha chịwazi anyị, were mkpara ha ji na-achị nna ma were na-achị anyị wụ ndị mmadụ. Anyị na-asị na oge ruo mgbe nnụ na ọwụla ji ala na-akwụ ya.
Nwanne, ihe kọzụkwa n'ihe a niile bụ na ndị anyị buru ụzọ gbawa na-achịzi anyị ọchị. N'ime anya ndị Somalia, Southern Somalia kịta, ndị anyị nyere independence mgbe a. Anyị buru ụzọ wee zọwa.
Ndị Southern Sudan.
Ndị Southern Sudan. anyị buru ụzọ wee gbara anya ọsọ. Ọrụ eziokwu na mụnwa ejigido nyere aga, mana anụrụ m eberebe gburu onwe unokwu n'ana Igbo ruru. Ihe m ji asụ ihe ana Igbo hụ bikọs ụmụnne anyị ndị ụfọdụ ndị tụfu o nwere ndị jechara na ana ndị Hausa gokocha ana. Ị na-agwazi ha na-ana eji agbasa echi, ndị otu o si ja sọpọtụ gwana ya.
Eziokwu.
Ndị be anyị niile ji gọrụ mana ihe nu kapịtal a jee gokọcha ihe niile ha gokọrọ. Ọ bụ aka iji anyị na-eweta ụdị stori a. Ama m ọgụ anyị na-anọ na Berlin Igbo kọmuniti anyị nọ ebe a. Anyị nwere ndị isi Igbo na Berlin ebe a, ndị ji na Germany. So betu na ama m ụdị ọgụ a na-anọ, ndị tupu dum chọ ka mma, gị na nwanne gị gbaa izu, o si na sụjere gị. Ọkwa ohiri nne na anyị Igbo, ọ dụburu oge agha. Abịa agwụbeghị ruo na kama na omeghị otu ụmụnụnụ si wee bido nke a na uche m dị ya. Bikọsụ na ejemasị na ihe a na-eme amasị ma ọ masịrị m ka ukwuu dara na asụ m wetakwa na ọbara m etinye ejem eweta tinye.
Na nke a ikwuru ndewo tupu m ahapụ gị ka ị pụọ, na nke ikpete maazị ikwuru, ị gago na webụsaịtị denye aha gị ebe a si gị denye aha. Ndị gagara anyị njem a, idenyego aha gị na webụsaịtị. Gaa gba ọsọ m otu ahụ, biko nna m gọzie gị ebe ọbụla ị nọ. Ndewo. Nwoke ọma. Nna m gọzie gị nnu. Biko, Dr. Egemba, you still there?
I am listening attentively and waiting to come in.
Absolutely, you have the floor. Please summarize for us, given what you have heard so far.
It's quite interesting that we have different colors reactions to the issues at hand. By the way, I've read somewhere on the internet while we're on the air now that the man that was kidnapped has gotten in touch with the abductors, the kidnappers, has gotten in touch with the family, and they are discussing
terms of release, ransom, okay. Yes.
Yes.
They have money. Nigeria will pay. Nigeria will pay, yes.
So, that's to show you, if our people, they killed, the hundreds and thousands, they've killed, if they were given the opportunity to pay ransom, I'm quite sure they could be able to negotiate and be able to buy their freedom. But they don't give them that opportunity. Hence, they know what they are doing. So, let us not allow anybody to fool us. The Boko Haram knows what they are doing. What they are doing is according to their game plan, and it is working fine for them. That is what I can do.
Thank you, Doctor. And whilst you're there, please hold the line for a second. This is Radio Biafra. I believe we have Wada Marachi on the line. Is that correct?
Yes, it is.
It is good to have you. I don't know. You're a married woman, so we will not fine you. There will not be any fine. But our people are delighted this evening to hear your voice. Please go ahead. The world is listening to and waiting to listen to you, please.
Just to say very big thank you to all our listeners who have been calling in and contributing, and all the members of the board that have been doing a very great job. I'm really very grateful to all of you, and I apologize for being absent for this.
You've been for a while now.
For a while now. I wish I could help. But meanwhile, last week I tried actually, but I couldn't get through.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yes. Have you been? You've been following what the discussions this evening, I presume. Is that correct?
No, I haven't actually, because I'm on my way from work.
Okay, you're just coming back from work. Okay, yeah, I'm following.
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I think your voice that they have heard will reassure them, because people don't understand that we work 9 to 5. We make that money. As Amarachi is coming back from work, Amarachi will take the money instead of her to take care of her family to invest it in Radio Biafra so we can keep spreading the message. She's coming back from work as we are on air. So that is what our people will need to realize. And our enemies are well-resourced, they are well-financed by their own people, but we are the ones going cap in hand and begging all the time. It's rather a bit shameful anyway, but that is what we are confronted with, and we have to deal with it.
Yes.
Thank you very much. We are hoping to have you maybe over the weekend come to the studio to broadcast to the world, of course, because a lot of people will be waiting to hear from you and what you have to say.
Definitely, I'll be delighted to do so, and I'll obviously will be there by God's grace. But if anything changes, I'll appreciate that dear friends will understand about the predicament and bear with me until I have the time to be with them again.
Thank you very much, and God bless you where you are. That is Mwanda Amarachi Okpara, who is by the grace of God, our the first daughter of Biafra, as they say. Very, very formidable and very credible, and a very committed Biafran. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra. We are transmitting from London to the whole world. Give us your name and where you are.
My name is Destin. I'm calling from Bauchi, Nigeria.
From Bauchi. Oh, my goodness. Me.
Nigeria.
I hope that they left you alone in Bauchi. Bauchi of all places. Please go ahead and tell us what life is like in Bauchi. Yes. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening. We are on air and the whole world is listening. Go ahead and tell us what you have in mind.
Okay. I see any reason for farming babies and selling them abroad. Actually, look, sorry, because I don't want to believe that that kind of a thing is happening. Sorry, I want more light to hear and know exactly what is happening.
It is the true story. It happened at a place called Osisioma, which most of you, if you've been to Aba before, Osisioma, of course, that is where it is. They have a baby factory. They are farming children like pigs. It is quite ironic that Igbo people don't want to discuss that topic all over the world. Everybody is running away from it. We don't want to talk about it. We are talking about fashion show and football match between Barcelona and God knows who else. Is it Bayern Munich or whoever? Nobody wants to talk about the evil, the satanic things happening in Igbo land, which is why some of us have predicted that if in the next 5 years we don't have Biafra, we want people to write this thing down. God himself will close the Igbo race down. We will all perish in that place if we don't do something. How can people go and impregnate 15, 14, 15, 16 year old? Then they take their children from them and give to other people. They will order children in advance. The way you order pizza, somebody will come and gift wrap a child and give to you, and you pay 450,000 naira for it. When a Hausa police commissioner is retiring from Omuahia, or maybe from Port Harcourt, on their way back to the north, they will go to this farm and they give them a little girl, 13, 14 year old. All these pedophiles, they take them to the north. This same nonsense
is really bad.
It is pathetic.
It's really bad.
It's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. We have lost him. We have lost him. Doctor is there. Doctor doesn't want to talk about this baby farm, but it keeps coming up. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am. No, don't get me wrong. It's not that I don't want to talk about the baby farm. The day we dealt with it, we dealt with it handsomely. And of course, it is a crime that needs to be condemned, and we cannot condemn it.
Thank you very much. Because sometimes it is good to expose evil. If you expose evil, it will disappear. That is what we need to do. Evil is a very bad thing. We are receiving a text message here from our very keen and avid listener, Fred Onyale from Germany, saying he wants to be connected to our brother that rang a while ago. Fred, I know you're listening. After the program, of course, I will text you the telephone number of our brother. He said he's one of the pillars of our movement in Njikondi Bonzuk. I don't know what the name they call it these days in Germany. So it is important that all of you get together. But as we warned before, we don't want more than 10 people in any country. Once it is 10 people, the door will be closed. There will be nobody let in anymore. We are not saying that people cannot join the Biafran struggle. Of course, you can join and make things happen. But initially, the arrowhead for this very movement worldwide is going to be 10 people in each country. And after that, the door will be closed. Not more than 10 people. Don't say you're not warned. This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are, please.
Okay.
Yes.
Hello.
Yes, your name and where you are.
Okay. My name is Obinna Aloma.
Obinna Aloma. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Malaysia.
Wonderful. Malaysia is on top this evening. Please go ahead.
Exactly, because I heard it, only that I forgot the number, the guy number, IK something. So can I have the number?
Okay, Ikechukwu Enyago's number, of course you can have it. What I can say to you is that we will put it up on the website. Ikechukwu Enyago's number will be on the website for all the people in Malaysia to be able to get in touch with him. We will put
okay,
it up on
you,
the website.
Can you just call the number for me now so that I will call him?
We don't have access to the number immediately because our monitors are not displaying it, because where your call is coming in from is where the number will be retrieved from. So what I can assure you categorically is that the number will be sent via text to you. Clinton Ezeabata, is that correct?
Exactly.
Okay, wonderful. What I can tell you is that we will send this information to you as soon as the program is over. Please, if we don't, we'll remain on Skype anyway. And what we also want to encourage is there is no need exchanging, swapping numbers whilst we're on the air, because the whole world is listening. Every intelligence service in the world is listening to Radio Biafra, because people want to know what we are thinking, and we're telling them that we are going. Nobody can stop us from leaving Nigeria. We can also convene on Radio Biafra website and continue the conversation there in a forum, not on Facebook. Facebook is for anybody, people who are doing birthday parties and all the rest of it. We are talking about Radio Biafra website itself. The blog will continue, the discussion, the forum will continue after this very program, and there a lot of things can happen. So if you come on Radio Biafra website after the program, you will receive the number. Okay?
All right.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, Dr. Egemba is there, isn't it?
Yes, I am.
Doctor, our brothers from Malaysia have taken over the airwaves this evening. It seems we have a lot of our people in Malaysia. What is it that they're giving them in Malaysia?
They are catching the epidemic, and they are waking up to the call. Given their time difference, that means that they are showing a little bit more commitment than other people, some other places. So Malaysia is showing challenge to our brothers in other cities and in other countries. So with the time, we will have competition of which country, which city will
have
called the other, which will be a good news. It is quite interesting. Remember, others are listening, and before you know it, either India or Germany or Spain or United States.
No, but India said India rang yesterday to say India rang yesterday. India is complete. India, we have the 10-man council in India. India is complete and is full up already.
Right.
So, and we know that Mexico is doing the best they can. Saint Martin, our brother, is saying it's only him in the Caribbean, in the little Caribbean island called Saint Martin, is only him. But somebody rang to say, to ask him to go and look properly, that he will surely find other Igbo people around him there. That there is no place that you can not find at least 10 Igbo people, 10 Biafrans. If you can't find Igbo people, look for Idoma people. We are all in the same family. Look for Ishekiri, look for Urobo. Look for all the Biafran nationalities. You should be able to find them. Asare Dokobo today have opened the door. What we are saying and saying vehemently is that we are moving and we are not going back. We are not looking back. What we want to do is to accomplish Biafra in truth and honesty. If you're joining us for the very first time, that this is Radio Biafra. If you've been with us since 2009, we say thank you to you for your loyalty and your dedication. If you even came back to us last year, April, when we started, we know you are the true type, the dedicated type that we are looking for to liberate our land. You give us the opportunity to do this work, and you see what is going to happen. What we have been saying before, we continue to say, is that the word Biafra hasn't registered. It is not ringing on the Richter scale. Boko Haram is more popular than us. OPC is more popular than us. Why? Because all we do is that we read, we talk, we send emails, we text, we chat on BlackBerry, and that's it. We are not doing the proper liberation work that is needed. The proper political work that needs to be done for us to get Biafra is not being done. We don't want to be sentimental about it. We don't want to be sweep anything under the carpet. We want to make it abundantly clear that the struggle for Biafra, beyond raising awareness, to let people know that there is something called Biafra, that's the end of it. We have not gone any iota forward. There is no country that can house Biafrans today. There is no place on this earth we can go to and knock and say, we are Biafrans, and they open the door very wide for us to come in. All that is changing, and changing very rapidly. We are making things possible where we come from. We are making things possible where we are staying. And we are telling the whole world that Biafra is going to be free. We are not taking any permission from anybody. We are not excusing our actions with anybody. We are not clearing what we are doing with anybody. What we are saying is that Biafra is coming, whether they like it or not. Before we go on to take this call, if they can, very briefly, let us try and go and take this. Doctor, remain where you are, please. This is Radio Biafra. You are true to the entire humanity. What is your name and where are you calling from, please?
Yes. Radio Biafra, this is Michael Debune from Bishop Auckland, County Durham, UK.
Wonderful. Michael Debune, please go ahead. The world is listening to your voice this evening.
My contribution will be to sort of appeal for caution, issue a caveat. One of the brokers, I think that should be 2 or 3 days ago, some people were suggesting that Radio Biafra should be moving in another direction, sort of a reconciliation or bringing in our politicians, talking to them to come and help us.
Yes.
I would like to say categorically, to make myself known, let me make it known. I want to say it loud and clear. If Radio Biafra, by an act of omission or commission, attempts to do this, I withdraw my support. The reason being that, one, if somebody like Audrey Zocalo, which is a cool example as Joss, he realizes that he made a mistake, he should come out openly. We are Igbos, we are Biafras. And apologize and say it without being prompted. Probably he may come to Radio Biafra out of his own willingness to come and say so. And a host of other politicians like that, those that are engaged in the politics of talk allocation, what they do at Abuja. So what I'm trying to say in effect is that Radio Biafra should not compromise the principle. That is one. Yes. In other words, we are looking for funding. We know we need money. We know we need resources. We need to be fully resourced to compete with the likes of BBC, Al Jazeera, and CNN. But at the same time, we don't want an ill-gotten world. And at the same time, we cannot drag our reputation to the mud just because we want to, you know, go on a membership, I mean, go on a something like a wider campaign.
Yes.
All said and done, Radio Biafra should never at all. The principle is that it's sacred. Radio Biafra will outlive each and every one of us. So we should not engage in this Nigerian attitude of you go and appeal to somebody to me, there's no point. I think the best thing Radio Biafra should do to resource ourselves very well is to adopt the BBC formula. If every Biafran in the diaspora can contribute £1 or €1 or $1 all over the world, we are more than 30 million all over the world, that should be okay. That should be, for a start, apart from taking advice in future, that should be okay. But to go to one politician who couldn't even govern a state, I mean, let us put this into perspective. Let's take the stewardship of Ojikalu when he was governor of Abia State for 8 years. What happened? Well, he just pretended over unbridled brigandage and then criminality. What happened? Nothing. Anyway, who is Ojikalu? He is a person that we are reading the internet that the Abia State University of wanting to withdraw his certificate. I mean, what sort of people are we? What are we talking about? He is the Buhari of Igboland. In other words, Salisu to Buhari. Of Igbo, of Ndibo. So what are we saying?
Yes.
So, please, for God's sake, when I mention all the color, I mean people like that. There are many of them all over the place. For God's sake, let it not be that the essence of doing all these public relations and doing all these things, we just go and end up in one big in one man that we now use it as a front to say, oh, I want to help my people. If you want to help your people, go back to your village. There are unemployed people all over Iberi or Abia State. Go there and do something for them. That is okay. You don't need to come to Radio Biafra for apology. Go there and do something for them. So please, let us not fall into this trap of trying to make say that, oh yes, we can go and talk to these people. Let them come and help us. We need them. Biafra is for everybody. They know. They are hearing us. Even they are hearing what I'm saying now. Yes.
Yes.
We cannot, because we want to swallow, we are hungry. We cannot swallow Putin because we are hungry. It's never done.
Thank you.
Please.
Thank you. We welcome what you have said, but I would enjoin you to please remain on the line for a few seconds, because you raised very important points and they are worthy to be responded to. And that is what we intend to do. I intend to respond to the points you raised one after the other. For starters, this is Radio Biafra. When you mention the word Radio Biafra in some circles, as you said, men commit suicide. Bad people, evil run away when they hear the word Radio Biafra, because they know that Radio Biafra cannot be compromised, not in this life and not in the next one. We are uncompromisable. We cannot be compromised. We set people to put it to the test. And there was something we said on air a few days ago. Any day that anybody anywhere will hear that the editorial board, which I am leading in London, a very formidable group of men and women, we've abandoned our position to go and meet one useless, wretched politician who is nothing more than just a mere thief in office, to go and beg the person to fund Radio Biafra, do not take us to prison. I will write a will. Anybody that kills me should not go to prison. Because this is Radio Biafra, we drive away evil spirit. We are not going to accomplish Biafra unless we are pure and very clean in everything that we do. That is why ever since Radio Biafra started, you cannot see, apart from people who are obviously jealous, they cannot do what Uchenna Okeke is doing, or what Egemba is doing, or what Barrister Adolf is doing, or what Chukwuma Ebunezie Ekpa, or Imam Mezu, or Amarachi Okpara is doing. They just, you know, the usual jealousy thing. Ask them to come out and debate us face to face. We gave everybody a challenge. If you think that there is something wrong with what they invite us to your own wife's kitchen, to your mother's bedroom, we'll come and debate you there with our equipment, so the whole world can hear and judge. We don't run away from anything. We don't run from anybody. We have not met any politician to give us money. And we'll tell you why. The money gotten from Nigeria is blood money. We don't need it. We don't need anything from no useless politician. We are, some of us at least, we are Igbo people. And there is an adage where we come from. In case people don't utilize Igbo adage and proverbs, we do. Igbo bike. There is nothing Odius Okalo can do that the contingent of Igbos and Biafrans in London alone, I didn't say United Kingdom, cannot do. So why do we have to go and meet him? What, meet him for what? As you said, any day he goes to Ekwueme and apologizes and privately, and as you said, come out, we are forgiving people, come out openly with contrition to say that what I did was wrong to my brother, at just was wrong. Then we can look, he may even consider, and then look at his record. But it's very difficult. I don't think we can, to be honest with you. Left alone to me, I have where we want to place these people. All these criminals. You cannot be wearing turban in the morning. They make you an Alhaji in the north. And then in the evening, you come back and tell me that you've now repented. You're an Igbo person. You want Igbo presidency. That is all bunkum. This is Radio Biafra. The spirit and the custodian of this very struggle. We cannot be corrupted. We cannot be tainted. Not now, not ever. People can watch us. Nobody gave Radio Biafra money. It started last year. From nobody. We worked for 2.5 years to save money to be able to float Radio Biafra again last year, April. If we survived it for 1 year now, and went from doing radio program 2 days every week to doing it every day, who is the person we are going to go to? Please go back to my interview I gave the Sun newspaper and read it very, very well. We cannot be corrupted. Thank you very much for calling, and God bless you. Yes, I believe that Dr. Gemba is still there. Is that correct?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, Doctor, please, by way of response to what our brother from Bishop Auckland said, which is a very valid point, but he said he was going to pull away.
No, you see, this is why the beauty of Radio Biafra. You see, different arguments. Yesterday, or the point there, some of our brothers were saying, oh, why can't you contact these people, including politicians, or Jews or Carlos of this world, and so on and so forth. Now, this brother who probably knows what he is talking about, who knows the risk, the danger, the unacceptability of that type of gesture has debunked it. And they have even threatened not to withdraw from the struggle or not to listen to us. Quite honestly, remember what Christ said in the Bible, that he is prepared, that you can leave 199 sheep and go after one stray sheep. So instead of us to lose one listener because of pursuing all these Okalo, they attempt to only Israel, let us maintain one ardent supporter of Radio Biafra. Let us remain true to our principle. He understands the reason why we cannot go to ask for these people for their help, because we don't want to be controlled by anybody. Tomorrow, all these accounts will start to dictate the editorial input in Radio Biafra. They will dictate who we will take call from. They will say, oh, you take call from...
But Doctor, I don't want us to overlabor this issue. We don't want to give an erroneous impression that somehow we accepted, be it by in principle or by some form of acquiescence, that we are going to meet this man, because we're not going to. Those were listeners' suggestions, and we have to listen, as you said, we listen to every shade of opinion. They are all our people. Everybody is important. Everybody has an opinion. But the editorial policy of this radio station is that we will not meet anybody who has been compromised. They come to us. We don't meet people. People come to us. If you feel that what we are doing is correct, you come to Radio Biafra. We ask you questions. And then you'll be able to answer for yourself. You can't call us behind the door and tell us things. No. We don't accept things like that. We must remind our listeners, if they're just joining us, this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to them from London to everywhere in the world. You can receive Radio Biafra on your laptop, on your mobile phone, on your iPod, on your iPad, on every internet-enabled device. All you need to do is to go to www.radiobiafra.com. CEO, let's take this call. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are, please. Hello, this is Radio Biafra. Is that Victor? Victor, are you on the line? We have lost you, completely lost you, Victor. We recommend or we ask that you please try and come back to us. Let's go and take this call again. This is Radio Biafra. Your name, please, and where you are. Your name? Hello?
Hello?
This is Radio Biafra. Give us your name and where you are.
Hello, Kevin.
I beg your pardon? This is Radio Biafra in London.
Yeah, I'm one for Biafra. Radio Biafra no keta.
Radio Biafra na London. Ona kwa Newi.
Huh?
Ona na London, ona kwa Newi. Yes, and London, yes.
I'm not London, I'm not going to know. Okay, thank you very much.
Ndewo. Yes, we lost the caller. Doctor, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, our people, they, of course, over time, they'll have to get used to it, but we run an open-door policy. Anybody can call Radio Biafra because there is nothing to hide. Everything is open. We don't hide anything at Radio Biafra. Anything you want to know, you call and you ask questions, and you'll be told what our views are on a particular issue. Once again, we need to remind everybody that we need to go and join. If you are moved to volunteer, you volunteer. We are not asking everybody to come and join the 10-man committee. It's not for everybody. It is for those who are lion-hearted. We are looking for lion hearts. We are looking for people who can lead our people into the things to come. into the battle to come. We need brave men and women who can lead this charge into the heart of the enemy territory. That's what we're asking for. Not for everybody. It's not meant for everybody. And in the true classical Biafran style, in the true Igbo style, we are putting it out in the open so that nobody will say, I was not told. Not when the time comes, you say, oh, nobody told me. I was not informed. I wasn't consulted. Please, that is why you need to tell your friends and keep a record of everybody you've been telling about Radio Biafra so that when they come up tomorrow and say nobody told them, you will say, but I sent you a message. This is my message. I wrote on your Facebook wall. Now, what we need to do is don't even say, I'm sending you a message. Go to their Facebook wall and write something. Send them messages via BlackBerry. Do anything, WhatsApp, by whatever means. Make sure you contact our people. Tell them to listen to Radio Biafra. Direct them to only one place. There are only two things we are asking Biafrans to do, and you leave the rest to us. Listen to Radio Biafra. Join Bile Human Rights Initiative. Only two things you have to do, and then leave the rest to us, and then you see what we're going to do. If by every 6 months there is no improvement in what Radio Biafra is doing, there is no improvement in what Bile is doing, then whoever has contributed any dime to Radio Biafra or to Bile should ask for the money back. Openly. We are not asking you to write to us through the back door. Go to Facebook, come to the website, announce it and say, this was what I gave to you. You have not done what you're supposed to do. I want my money back. That is what we are going to do, because here we are not joking. The only people that will disappoint us are Biafrans, not ourselves. Radio Biafra cannot go back. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you are, please.
My name is Oyabonju.
Yeah, please go ahead.
I'm calling from United Kingdom.
From United Churchill. Kingdom. Wonderful. Please go ahead. God bless you. Go ahead.
Yeah. Man, I thank you again with your team for what you people are doing for us. I'm calling to the kind of last person that mentioned, also come to last person mentioned about Benjamin politicians introduced struggle.
Yes.
So I heard broadcasting the Beating Boss Guy for last night.
Yes.
I heard what some people are saying. So I want to say that the day I'm supporting the person that says any day the Radio Biafra went and negotiate with any politicians, I could ask from the struggle. Because people supposed to be with my only one had been me.
Yes.
You're saying about Masop. What happened to Masop? These politicians. Well, Vicky started very well. But once she joined them in the struggle, everything went back.
That is correct, yeah. That is true, yes.
They bought him.
Yes.
Now, he lead the actual goal. All of us back him to do and do a different thing now.
That is correct, yes.
Talking about the Nigerian president. We are talking about Biafra. That's what I want to tell people. Our Biafrans, what you are saying is Biafra, not Nigeria. Biafrans we have tried a lot of method. We fought for this struggle. We formed Africa. We know this is why we formed Africa. I remember one guy mentioned about Scotland. You know, yeah, Scotland is not Nigeria. From Africa, but this people, what's happening? It's the same politicians. They subsidize Africa. We know how Igbos, we are united. When Ojukwu beg Igbos, this is your party. On Bukara and Tere, if they call the lot of Africa, all the Igbos vote for Africa. We want every part of Igbo land. But what happened? They leaked the election. Nigeria is not where any party or something is working. It's kind of Nigeria. So what we are saying now is to tell Biafra. Please, I'm begging my brothers and sisters who is thinking about bringing politicians into this struggle. They can never do anything at all. As in BK, as you said, we Biafra, we are going to fight for our freedom. As we are saying, please, into everybody, $1, £1, $1, everything is something for us. It's okay to move the mountain. So I'm telling anybody who have planned to negotiate any politician, let them keep them away. Because Biafra is for us. We are all of us, we're going to get Biafra. And we are going to support each other to make sure that this media, especially this Radio Biafra, is continue to exist. Because any day this Radio Biafra went off, we are finished. This is the radio since I received this radio, I'm hearing a lot of countries where Biafrans are living, calling every blessed day. So please, my brothers and sisters, let everybody join together. And let some people yesterday saying, we are a group, we want to make what our group. Please, individually, your group is very important. But individually, go and do for yourself, even $1, £1 for yourself before you are talking about group.
That is correct, yes.
It's very, very important. Don't wait when you are a group where somebody say, hey, we Malaysians, we are doing together, we this one, India, we are doing together, we are planning. What are you planning? Go straight and make a donation, £1, $1, before talking about group. Group is a support group. But first of all, make your own individual efforts to make sure that this struggle, this radio, this media will start, is going on every day and going step by step. Look at what happened. We talk about 2 days in a week. Now, every day, whatever people are saying is happening. I remember about when I was in some country, even here in the UK, there are some newspapers, they're giving free in the buses, everything. We Biafrans, we need such a thing for our people at home.
Thank you very much.
Even to copy.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Once in a week, we give to people in the market, in the Akada Zaira, everywhere, every junction, giving them free.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Let them read the news about Biafra, because people at home, I'm telling you, they are 100% ready, as you are saying, which is everybody know about this Biafra. But they need someone to educate them. They need someone to give them the power, the knowledge, everything, the support. You know, and when I was in market, I know people hunger to read about Biafra news. Please, I want this news. Let's talk about that. That's why we need support. We can say every week, once in a week, we distribute the papers. If you copy, even for the copy one, three, for everybody to read, to know what is going on.
Yes, my brother. If I stay on the line, don't go away because it's important. What I want you to do is to appreciate the difficulty with our people doing something. You know that before we started Radio Biafra again, you know that Radio Biafra has been on since 2009. Before we started Radio Biafra again, Dr. Egemba is here and can back me up. Before we started Radio Biafra, we called meeting after meeting. We called for meeting to involve our people. You know the way we are. If you don't tell somebody, they'll say, oh, you're planning such a thing, you didn't tell me. We called meeting after meeting after meeting after meeting. Nothing was happening. At some point, we held the more or less the Western world conclave of Biafra in London. The people came from America. People came from all over the place. We met in London, in East London. We sat down. We discussed it. Another plan. We said, no, this is too much. We only got together eight people. We said to them, are you going to do this? And they said, are you serious? We said, yes. And we said, let's go. Because if you start waiting, just like as you're saying now, you do something yourself first before you start gathering other people. So people will call Radio Biafra. They will say, oh, we want to help, but we are waiting for other people to come. We are waiting for Mr. A or Mrs. B to come before. No, do something yourself. Before you know it, that is why we said, what we need is 10 people in each country and the line is closed. No more. Because our people, we don't know. We just don't need radio. We need TV. We need free newspaper. We need free, I didn't say newspaper. We said free newspaper going to every community every blessed day. So that people can be woken up from their slumber. So that what is happening to our people can be brought home to them. Because what is happening to us now as a people, if we allow it to continue, God knows what will become of us. Thank you very much for calling. Yep. We always enjoy you calling all the time. And God bless you where you are. You are an avid personal contributor to Radio Biafra. You contribute to Radio Biafra diligently every month without fail. And it is for people like you. That is why we are with our own salary that they pay us. That is why we are managing to be able to survive. People don't know how difficult it is. But as somebody told me from whom, he said, what do you expect? You're in a struggle. So if you're struggling where you are, that is part of it. Thank you very much, my brother, and God bless you. Dr. Egemba is there, I presume, yes? Yes, doctor, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, please, that was our brother. I'm sure you heard all he said regarding regarding the help that we are talking. We don't want to keep talking about this help all the time. It is becoming a bit embarrassing.
No, there's nothing to be embarrassed about it, because it is important that we let our people know, so that when they go in their stuff, they will not hold anybody responsible. We have made it abundantly clear, and we will continue to make it clear and clearer in every program, every passing day, that Radio Biafra is a public service outfit. We want to structure it in line with
BBC. Like BBC. BBC is, like is public BBC. Is public
we
service.
Have
yes. Doctor, let's take this call. Let's take this call, please. This is Radio Biafra, please. Your name and where you are.
My name is Ukebu.
Ukebu, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Abuja.
From Abuja, please go ahead.
Please, I'm very grateful for you guys. I'm very impressed. Really, what is happening down in Nigeria is very fucked up. Our politicians, well, I want to say what the listener, last word was said about the contribution of issue. The worst mistake you guys will do is to for these fools, poor politicians. You go down that doesn't do anything. The worst mistake you guys will do is to bet any of them. If you ever done do that, I think we don't believe you guys anymore. I believe if you guys believe what you are doing, I believe I myself will contribute. The people who believe in Biafra will contribute. Don't mind the fools, they will come with sweet tongues as they normally do usual. They will do that, they will do this. After how long they will destroy everything. So my advice is that never ever in anything beg them or ask them for the phone. Please.
No, we won't do that. This is Radio Biafra. We don't beg for phones.
Never try to do that.
No, we don't beg them for phones.
They are very tricky.
Yes.
If they want to do good things, they should go to East and do things. East are rotting. Nothing is happening in the Eastern. What they are after is the pocket, not people.
That is correct.
So I'm very grateful for what you guys are doing.
Thank
I'm very
grateful
to tell you the facts. I'm grateful. I will contribute to my own power, my own way. I'm very grateful.
Thank you very much, and God bless you where you are. Thank you very, very much. Yes, Doctor, you were saying that was our brother. From his voice, he sounds like a very young man, and I'm saying that he's going to support in whatever way that he can. And we are very grateful. He's listening from Abuja. We've had a caller from Bauchi. Now this one is from Abuja. Our people are so poor. Those left in the so-called southeast of Nigeria, they are very, very poor. Those left in south-south are very poor. No wonder that they cannot get through. When you tell people that things are very difficult at home, they don't listen. They don't want to appreciate what we are saying. But whatever views you hold, we welcome it. This is the only platform on this earth where you can say whatever you want to say. Let us go to the line to try and take this call and see who is calling. This is Radio Biafra. Please give us your name and where you're calling from, because the whole world is listening.
Hello, hi, my name is Sifani. I'm calling from Merseyside in North London, not England.
From the north of England, Merseyside is in Liverpool. Please go. Merseyside is in Liverpool. Yes, please go ahead. We are listening.
Okay, that's good. I'm just wondering, I want to add a different dimension to the debate so far today.
Yes.
Okay. This is concerning funding now, and also the political dimension of the struggle.
Yes.
There is no organization in the world, especially in the liberation struggle, that does not have a political wing. Okay?
Yes.
So we need to have a political wing, and these people will be the face that the world might see and know, but then the Masons and all the rest of them can be doing whatever they do covertly. Okay?
Yes.
And so it's important. Already you are raising the profile yourself there from the radio point of view and the media. But also the political point of view, where we can come together and then people be discussing on issues.
But,
I was listening to a debate very recently. Some people were saying, but besides myself, who do we speak to? Who is the voice? Maybe Bilier is just a human rights organization fighting for the indigenous people of Biafra. But then others are asking, assuming today there is a crisis in Nigeria, as it's going to inevitably happen next year anyway, where do we start from? Who is going to negotiate on our behalf? How do we get to form a government?
Yes, the government, that is where we need 10 people from each country, 10 people from each state within Nigeria as is presently constituted. They will form the conclave, they will get the people that will go to represent us. The thing about Nigeria is that it's like putting a new wine in an old wineskin. How they put it, I don't quite know. The thing about it is that we don't mix very well with money. You see, because we don't mix very well with money, that was why our land was structured the way it is. And I'll give you another example, even in the Bible. Because if you believe that the pursuit of Biafra is a spiritual calling, not just a political calling, you will understand if you equate it with what happened in the Bible, when land was being shared out, when Canaan was taken, and God gave the land flowing with milk and honey to his children, he said to them, those that will serve me in the temple should not have any land. That's what he said. Those that will serve me in the temple, they should not have any land at all. Because the same thing applies to us as a people. Anytime you introduce any element of material reward, be it financial, be it anything, in the pursuit of the liberation of the Biafran people, that very cause will get compromised. Because what we are pursuing is not what ANC did, is not what Martin Luther King did, is not what Mahatma Gandhi did. Ours is different. What we are seeking to do is to extricate ourselves from bondage. So it requires a new dimension. The only language the world will understand and respect is any movement that promises to disengage from Nigeria and stays on that path without shaking. Because any day you move to the right or to the left, you're finished. As you said, Masop tried it. They tried to involve politicians in what they're doing. Look at where they are today. They can't even have the mouth to speak because they've been compromised in the process. So what you're saying is correct. I agree and I buy what you're saying. If we are planning to stay in Nigeria, but we don't have the time. The time Nigeria expires next year, October the 1st. If you go and blow Nigeria up next year, after October the 1st, you'll be right, because the country will not have any legal basis to exist. We want to hurry up before Nigeria blows up next year, so there will be an orderly transition of power from Nigeria to the indigenous people of Biafra.
But there will be anarchy if there is no political stability within the indigenous people of Biafra. There is a vacuum now, isn't it?
There will be vacuum if we don't move very speedily. That is why we said we want every arrangement. We want this very council set up in each country comprising of our people before August of this year. They must be concluded and they will sit and they will give us people that will form the nucleus of any government going forward. Remember also that Bilie Human Rights Initiative, where we all belong, has Council of Elders that run the affairs, headed by His Royal Majesty Chief Justice Ezo Zobo, retired.
That's right.
He is there. So is Dr. Ike Edife. So is Achuzie. Achuzie is actually the secretary of the Council of Elders of the Indigenous People of Biafra. Debe Ojukwu is there, the first son of Ikemba, and a few other people that are there. So we have the structure already recognized in court of law in Nigeria that these are indeed the custodians of the culture and the way of life of these people. So if Nigeria says to us tomorrow, we are breaking up, who are you? Who is going to negotiate for you? We have Ezo Zobu is there, Ike Edife is there, Achuzie is there, Debe Ojukwu is there, and a few other people. So we have them already in place and they are sitting. And most governments around the world know about them, but we don't want to go into that detail now on air.
Okay. That is one point I'm quite clear. Now, let me come to funding.
Yes.
There really isn't anything wrong with engaging with people that we know now in Nigeria, in Biafra land, but are in Nigeria. After they stole the money anyway. I mean, that's my theory. They stole the money from us. They stole this oil money. It's Nigerian money. It ought to have come to us in the first place. So I have no issue with negotiating with Ojo Zakalo or anybody who might bring money for us to pursue the liberation struggle. When we get to the bridge, then we blow the bridge. That has always been my theory in these issues.
Yes.
So somebody was very critical about engaging with Ojo Zakalo or anybody else. He may have repented anyway, whether he has repented or not, but I have no qualms with going to them to collect the money that we need to advance the struggle.
But thank you very much for that point. But the question I need to ask you is this. Why should people who are, let us look at the Biafrans in the diaspora. Why should somebody who is working in the diaspora find it very difficult to bring out £1 to contribute to save himself whilst relying on somebody who stole money from somewhere to save him? That is something I can't quite, that is the conundrum I've been battling with. Why should, if you are genuine about what you believe in, if you say you're a true Biafran and you want to liberate Biafra, if you cannot dip your hand in your pocket to contribute, let's say £10 or £5 to the Biafran struggle, how can you go and fight war for Biafra? If you can't give £5, how can you give your life to the struggle? So that's until it. We get to the, if you're not talking about buying arms and ammunition, I can understand that the logistics and the money is too much. I can understand that they need to engage wider people, but not our corrupt politicians anywhere. Because
it might come to the point of raising arms anyway, where the money becomes important. But you must understand the mindset of our people, the deep sense of our party, and the nation among them. And they never would even believe that what we're doing now until it becomes so late before they get, you know, our typical the devils. Until the boss is full, nobody wants to jump in anyway. So the deep sense of apathy among our people is that they may not be able to put their hand in their pocket to contribute anything. Not that they don't have it. Of course, they do have more than that. Anyway,
but then, let death
it
kill them.
It's a matter of convincing.
We are doing that. If they don't want to come, they can die. That's what we're saying. That is why at Radio Biafra, you know, we don't mince words. We tell people the way it is. If you are, there's something called penny wise, pound foolish, which is what we've been doing. If you think that you're being sensible and you don't want to support a movement like this, when the debate gets to this point, I will say this is where sometimes I think about forgiving Owasurika and Masop, because we made them what they are. We abandoned them. We didn't help them. They were looking for money. Nobody helped them. Then the politicians came with money and they went with them. And now they've been compromised. And now we are complaining that they have been compromised. I am the chief critic of Masop, what they have done. But I know that I contributed everything I can towards Masop to survive when Masop was a bit reasonable. I did my bit there. But people are staying by. There is a degree to the suffering of somebody. People suffer for you. You are doing nothing. They are saying, okay, if you don't want me to do it, we are saying to other people, if you want us to pack Radio Biafra and come to your place and give you, we give it to you, so you do it. If you can do it. There is no need staying by the sideline and waiting. Who is going to buy the ingredients in the market? Who? Why must you leave it for people to do it for us all the time? Absolutely. This type of sense is being clever, it's not being intelligent. And that is why we are suffering in Nigeria. We got independence for Nigeria. Today, a so-called minority is ruling Nigeria and we are serving him. Every part of the country have ruled Nigeria apart from us. We are only there for only 6 months. Arguments, and they killed him for his sins. They killed him. So what we are saying is that we should think about being stupid. So look at how some people, was a hammer here. But they are the ones ruling us. Sometimes you are saying to our Biafran people, pretend as if you're foolish. Pretend as if you don't know anything. Is it going to cost you? Are you telling me that if you contribute £10 a month towards the Biafran struggle, your life will come to an end? Is that what you're telling me? Or any other person? Will you die out of it? But you go to church and you give tithe to Yoruba pastors every day. People go to church and they give tithe to Ghanaian pastors every blessed day. If you're looking for something in a church, you pray tithe, nothing is happening. You leave Assemblies of God Church and you go to Apostolic. You pray, nothing is happening. You leave there, you go to Winners Chapel. Why don't you say you don't believe in God anymore? The fact that one or two groups have let you down, is that the reason why you will abandon us to the life we are living in Nigeria to be killed by Boko Haram? At will, anytime they want, and take our oil?
Yes, yes, no. Yes, no. So let me come to my final point. As said, is he at it again, or who is behind him, or has he got his Niger Delta people behind us, or is he just by himself?
No, he repented in 2009 after listening to Radio Biafra in 2009. When we put it to them, we threw a challenge to all people from the Niger Delta. We said to them, we want all of you to rise up one after the other and tell us what Igbo people did. We asked each and every Niger Delta person listening to Radio Biafra to go and mention one single thing that an Igbo person did to a Niger Delta person that is bad. They couldn't come up with any. He confessed in 2009 that his mother taught him to hate Igbo people for no reason. It's as simple as that. You see somebody, because I open up a spare parts shop close to you and allegedly doing well, you hate me for no reason. I say that is why we love the Jewish people, because people hate the Jews for no reason. The Israelis didn't do anything to anybody. You see them doing well, people just hate them for no reason. The same thing is happening to us. But the Jews came to their senses with the help of Adolf Hitler. We should have come to our senses with the help of Gowon and Awolowo. But we didn't. And what is going to come? What is going to befall us if we don't hurry up right now? People are thinking about kidnapping. Can people go home now without escort? Can people go to the village now without escort? Is that normal? Where you come from, you're going with armed police to sleep in your house for only 2 weeks. Such nonsense should come to an end. Thank you very much, and please, you're welcome.
I'd like to say thank you to yourself and your team and keep doing the good work. God bless.
Thank you very much. And God bless you too. Yes. Thank you very much. Is Dr. Gemba there, please? You round up because we are coming to the end of the program.
It's quite an interesting debate. You know, you see, every second, every day, we keep on getting a different perspective to the issues at hand. And as I said before, this is the beauty of Radio Biafra, where you have different shades of opinion, and you have the freedom to express them. And of course, we have the right to answer, to reply to this. I'm happy to hear all these different perspectives, and that our people all over the world are listening and realizing the need that we should keep and must keep Radio Biafra as a public services broadcast outfit. If by the grace of God, when Biafra is realized, we are going to keep it that way. It is going to be a public service that it is not going to be under the control of any political party or any politician. It has to be independent, so that we can, everybody, every political group, organizations, individuals can freely hold the organization into Radio Biafra into account. As BBC here, at times the government in power, we think that the BBC is favoring them. Opposition will counter it. When the opposition comes to power, they will see that the BBC is independent. So, my brothers, those who want independent, free press in the new Biafra, you must do everything possible to support Radio Biafra to remain independent. It is the only way we can hold politicians into account. Look at what is happening now. There is no any means ordinary people can hold politicians into account, because the politicians, the governor controls all the media in his state. The presidency controls all the federal broadcasting media outfit. So the people don't have any means of airing their view, you know, so that people will understand. So if this is what we want, if we want a replica of what is happening now in Nigeria, in the new Biafra, let us support.
Thank you. Doctor, if you may, please do bear with us. Let's take this call because they've been waiting and calling for a long time. This is Radio Biafra. You are the last call we are going to take for today. Give us your name and where you are.
My name is Kenny. I'm coming from Anambra State. I want to make one or two contributions. I've sent text message before when you were not on air, and I didn't get any reply, so I just think I should just say it now. Well, I listened to the last debate between you and the other Biafran. I don't know the name. And I think that's one of the things I suggested to you last time. I was of the opinion that there are some politicians, especially those that are not actively involved in Nigerian politics now, that who may be willing to participate in this stuff happening now. I use, for example, someone like Ojo Zokal. I believe he's Biafran, and I believe that he has been championing certain cause, even though he may still have interest in Nigerian politics. But again, you must understand the condition some of us who are in Nigeria are right now. There are a lot of things you cannot do. Right now, there are a lot of people who are interested in this movement, but you have to be very cautious about how to be involved in it because of the consequences. You know what I mean?
If you're afraid of the consequences, if you're afraid of the heat, don't go into the kitchen then.
Okay, that is number one. Secondly, with regard to contribution, I also would also want to make a suggestion. Since you already have some of these elders who are on ground, you trust so well, I believe they will not disappoint. Why not look for a way of organizing a situation where people can make a donation locally in a group, in a place where they don't have to go through bank or any of the cards and all the rest of them, since they can be monitored. Some people who are afraid, who are still earning a living, I know there are a lot of people who will be willing to make at least 10,000 naira donation every month with this regard, and I know it's nothing to them. So if that stuff can be arranged, can it be communicated to through Radio Biafra, yes, maybe in a way?
Yes, but if you are... See, the thing about our people is that we have become very cowardly. I didn't know that we have this level of fear in us. if you have 10,000 naira to give to Radio Biafra, what stops you from going to the nearest Diamond Bank or Fidelity Bank and saying, I want to pay this money to Onurube, one Nabal also, this is the name of the group, I want to pay this thing to Onurube, take this money and pay it into the account. Why people
are okay, can you make the account number available?
It's on the website. Go to the Radio Biafra website, click on the donate button, you see whichever country you are in, you'll be told or shown how to get money to Radio Biafra. The account number is there. The banks are there in Nigeria. If you want to pay money to the account in Nigeria, if you want to transfer money, there is somebody somewhere in Anambra State that transfers money with his card, ordinary credit card from Nigeria. The MasterCard, Visa card, it works. It comes through. And there isn't any problem at all. So that is what you need to do. That is what you need to do. So that I'm encouraging you to try and do that. Or you can walk into a bank, tell your friends. We say at Radio Biafra, if you like what somebody is doing, tell them, this is what I'm doing. Go and come and join me as well. They're doing it. There is no way we can let our people down. If we cannot go to the likes of all these corrupt politicians, who is going to compromise us? Who? As somebody told me when I went back home and broadcasting on Radio Biafra a few weeks ago from Biafra and from Nigeria, the person said to me that if you leave us here to head this struggle, we are so hungry. They'll come here and give us money and we'll start talking rubbish. This is the leader of the struggle telling me back home that the intellectual drive for this struggle must come from abroad. They provide the manpower on the ground to do whatever they're asked to do. Our boys are ready on the ground. It's just that we lack the materials to do the work. Our boys are ready on the ground. And when the time comes, as we said, Nigeria will beg us to go. We won't beg Nigeria to go. Nigeria and the world will say, leave these people to go. Thank you very much for calling.
Zara, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for calling. We have, I believe we have Uche Mefo on the line, if that is correct. Please, Uche, can you confirm that your line through to Radio Biafra is sound and clean this evening?
Yes, it's very clear. I wish to say a very big thank you for all the marvelous work you've been doing over there. And congratulations to all Biafrans, friends of Biafra, wherever they are, all those who have been making contributions. We have to remember, of course, that Nigerian government is not idle. They have been attacking our website, and the website has been down, but the alternative platforms we have are working. I'm just confirming that for now. I thank, like I said, all those who have been making contributions. But what I want to say at this juncture is that the time has come when we'll stop theorizing. Dubai say na bonka etuju elu ba, just like everybody comes in, makes contribution, tells with the Biafra team, you need to do this, you need to contact this, you need to contact this person or that, you need to begin to do this. We want to say that Radio Biafra belongs to everybody. Radio Biafra belongs to all Biafrans. The people who are holding forth at Radio Biafra at the moment are not the owners of Radio Biafra. They are just holding Radio Biafra on trust. And so they are not the people that will achieve Biafra for Biafrans. It is the work of every Biafran, wherever you are, whatever idea you have, you have to bring it not just on the table, but implement it. People saying, you have to contact this politician or that. We Radio Biafra, as we have always said, is based on principle. We have a principled approach to what we're doing. The day we involve politicians, that day, the project is going to be a dead one. So by anybody that is genuinely wanting to sponsor the initiative that Radio Biafra has on the ground, the initiative that Believe Human Rights Initiative has on the ground, should do that without condition. We don't need to start calling or begging any Biafran or anybody that is on the political platform in Nigeria that has interest in Biafra to come. Radio Biafra has made this very clear to everybody that Biafra belongs to everybody. If you want to get Biafra, Biafra must take away something from you. You must sacrifice something. So if you know whatever you can, if it is fundraising you want to do, you are good at, do it and direct the traffic to Radio Biafra. It mustn't be Radio Biafra editorial team that will do it, because Biafra belongs to all of us. That is, in a nutshell, what I want to say at the moment.
Thank you very, very much, Uche. We also recognize that you are very busy right now and doing a lot of work, but we hope to have you back full-time sometime in July. And we can't wait for that. Thank you very much, and God bless you. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, we have another caller on the line. We do have a caller here. This is Radio Biafra. We said we are closing, but we can't when people are on the air. So please give us your name and where you are, please.
This is Stephen calling from Scotland.
Stephen from Scotland. The whole of humanity is listening. Please go ahead.
Thank you for giving me the floor. I will always call when I can to commend you guys on the job you're doing. Just to reiterate the issue, one of the points that was made yesterday evening by one of our brothers, I think he was from Pakistan, if you remember.
Yes, from Pakistan yesterday, yes.
He said that this was the time to involve some of the big personalities in Igbo land.
Yes.
To help, make this dream come true faster.
Yes.
Let me add to that. This is also a time to make those that are in the seat of power, our brothers in government, accountable for what they are contributing and their services to Igbo land also. Because at the end of the day, if this thing is not done, when Biafra is actually, actualized, we will still have that problem. So this is also the time that, they should be accountable for the services that they that is required to them, because at the end of the day, even if the little they are being given is used properly, our brothers and our sisters will not sell their babies. They will not be kidnapped in the land, because all these things it still boils down to poverty. I thank you. That's my comment for the day.
Thank you. But before you go, before you disappear, everything you said is in order. And you said we have to hold them to account. Holding them to account requires a series of process. And as we keep saying all the time, those series of processes will have to be mobilized. You cannot hold them to account by holding placards. Even if we say we want to go on demonstration in Owerri, for instance, we have to be able to bring people from all corners of Biafra land to converge in Owerri for a demonstration for argument's sake, just as an example. That on its own will require a lot of resources. What we are saying is, what we want people to do is to, especially those of us in the diaspora, is to say, from now onwards, this is what it is going to cost me in this struggle. This struggle must cost you something. If you don't want to come out to follow us to go down to Biafra land to do the legwork that is required, then you say this is what it's going to cost. You must contribute something. If you go to church on Sunday, it's either you're sweeping the church, you're in the choir, or you must make contribute. And what we are doing, with all due respect to people that attend church every Sunday, including myself, what we are doing is more or less saving God's. The work we are doing is more important than the work that pastors are doing in the church, because we are saving lives. We are not telling you we are going to make you very rich. We are not saying, oh, you pray and all your problems will disappear. No, we are saving lives. Our work is more important than the job that even the Pope himself is doing, than any other pastor flying an aeroplane is doing. So why are people finding it difficult to match their words, their rhetoric with action? What will I do for my people? That's what where we are at right now. What
can I say something? Please, can I say something, please?
Of course you may.
Now, I know the point you made about this movement and this thing being, it requires money, of course. Even in the case of freedom fighting, some people even go to the extreme of robbing banks.
Yes.
But of course, I am not saying that is the path to follow. No.
But we need to buy the guns before we go and rob the bank.
Hello?
We need to buy guns. Even if we're going to rob the bank, we need to buy
exactly.
guns.
Exactly. But of course, you and I know that we are not advocates of that.
Of course not.
So it's just anyone listening to this, we know we are just using this as an example.
Of course.
So don't get me wrong. Money is vital. That is what the person of course, yesterday said. Because let me tell you this. This thing that we are looking for, the only reason why money from every one of us is important is at the end of the day, when money is collectively brought together, nobody has a power over that money.
Thank you.
It is the people's money.
Thank you very much. Now you've
so
answered the question.
It's not as if one person cannot even sponsor this program, you know?
Absolutely.
So I understand perfectly. And let me say this, because at the end of the day, I've got a conscience. I know where you're coming from. And even if it's £5 a month by direct debit, that is not a big deal for the cause of Biafra. Because at the end of the day, even if 10 people do that, you can imagine the impact it will make. Your point has been noted. And trust me, something will be done about it. And when something is done about it, that is when, hopefully, one good day, I would like to be wherever you guys are in this program to, you know, put my own contribution beyond the floor, because there are many things I want to voice, but due to the fact that I have not really played one of the most important roles yet, I will not lie to you, that it's what makes me, you know, it stops me from going all out in some of the points I really want to bring out. But in due course, you people will know who is talking. Up Radio Biafra.
Thank you very much, and God bless you where you are, my brother. God bless you. Dr. Egemba has been listening attentively. I think that's the... If you didn't get us tonight, if you call us tomorrow, you should be able to get us. Radio Biafra is on air every 7 p.m. London time, every blessed day of the week. Doctor, please, if I may come to you to round up for us this evening. It's been a very arduous process. Dr. Egemba, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, please.
It is a pleasure to have the opportunity to make some closing remarks. Obviously, I am very, very happy that our people are waking up. They are realizing that, and they most importantly have agreed or seem to agree with the editorial board of Radio Biafra that Radio Biafra is a public service outfit, and we want to keep it in public, as a public service. Even in taking it like that into the new Biafra, we have lived in a country where we have seen free press work in practice. How prime ministers, government ministers, top leaders in industry and commerce are being held into account of their action. Independent journalists, intelligent people calling and questioning them direct and getting answer. And this is what we want in the media. This is what I want our listeners to start to accustom themselves to. If we touch free independent press, there will be no democracy. So, if you want a Biafra that will be foundationed on free democratic principles, you must support an independent press, free from control of politicians. Nigeria is what it is today because we don't have free press. Even the so-called independent press are controlled by some shareholders which have leaning to the government. State governors control state media. Abuja controls federal government media. This is what we must never allow to happen in the new Biafra. So, thank you all for listening, and please do everything possible to defend free press in new Biafra and to continue to make sure that Radio Biafra is supported with public money, individual contributions. The moment we allow politicians to control Radio Biafra, then we are laying foundation to replicate Nigeria into the new Biafra, and God forbid. Then, if that is the case, all our individual efforts, all our the struggle, the suffering we've gone through all these years will go for nothing. But if we have independent press,
every other thing, I can guarantee you, will fall into place. Thank you very much for listening, and keep the fire burning in your belly. We will get there.
Thank you very much, Doctor. Thank you. That was Dr. Gemba. If you've just joined us this evening, I'm Nnamdi Kanu. I'm at the studios of Radio Biafra here in London. If you've endured 2 hours and nearly 18 minutes of this hard slog, you're very strong. I know some people can't get enough of Radio Biafra. Very soon, once our app is finished, we'll move from 2 hours to 3 hours to 6 hours, having women's program, children's program, all the rest of it, as we promised you. By the time we are finished, we'll be bigger than CNN, because there will be no place for evil to hide anymore. That's why we're in Biafra, is to fulfill the promise of God to his children. We shouldn't be ashamed to ask for funds to support Radio Biafra. BBC, that people are hearing about all over the world, we are paying for it. Ordinary people fund BBC. If you don't pay your BBC license, you go to prison. They don't even beg you to contribute towards BBC. We want to do something greater than BBC, because that is the only way we can educate our people and take ourselves away from the useless zoo called Nigeria. Anybody who believes in Nigeria needs to see a doctor. You are not well. You are mad. You are a lunatic. You need to check yourself into a mental home. For us here, we know that Biafra is the kingdom of God on this earth. It is the kingdom of heaven that we are looking for. And within it, within Biafra, everything is complete. We thank you for listening wherever you are in the world. Everybody, if you didn't get through to us today, please, we do apologize. Try and phone in tomorrow. 7 p.m. will be on air. I'm Nnamdi Kanu, signing off. And this is Radio Biafra. We're coming to you from London. Please, whatever you do, go to the website. Whatever you do, go to the Facebook page. Join the... People are still afraid. We don't want anybody to be afraid. Nigeria cannot come after Bilie Human Rights Initiative members, because we are in court with them. They cannot do anything to us. We are the chosen people, and we are going to get Zion for our people. Thank you very much, and God bless you wherever you are.
Triumphant from all our foes, through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets pealing the glorious song, play it, sing. Oh, hail Biafra, we shall.